Good evening, everyone. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, March 12th, 2018, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Well, this is it. This is convention week, and it's going to be great seeing many of you there. The registration process will be quite different this year, requiring everyone to get in line for their tickets, unlike, of course, in the past where you actually get them pre-printed out prior to your arrival. So I'm afraid that this could make for big, long lines. So if I were you, I want to encourage everyone on the call to not wait until the last minute to get in line. In fact, you should go ahead and get your tickets just as soon as you arrive, if at all possible, because it could be a nightmare if we don't do this just the way they're asking us to do it. I also want to encourage everyone to be in the arena and in your seats, because they will start on time. They're saying they're going to be starting on time, and they definitely don't want you to miss not even 1 minute of this big event. We've been able to secure about four more $40 tickets, so if anyone needs them, you can contact me or Pat at the office. I think we have four additional tickets, so if you have somebody that's in mind, they can still get the cheap rate, but don't procrastinate. Get them as soon as possible. Next week's call, we're going to be doing a recap of the convention, so a lot of the guest speakers that will be on next week, of course, share your information. I don't know exactly what that was. But if you haven't yet registered for our Moore Success Team breakout session, make sure and go to MooreSuccessTeam.com. Get registered right away. We do have a special breakout session planned for everyone. Of course, it'll be on Sunday morning from 9 to 1. It'll be over at the Cox Convention Center in rooms 4 and 5. So make sure and put that information down. It's very, very important that you be at the breakout session. Well, tonight's guest speaker was one of Mr. Ken Moore Dad's last recruits. In fact, he will be singing our national anthem at the Moore Success Team breakout session. Mr. Demian Hill, he is a director. He's also an employee at Legal Shield. He's over the outbound call team and a department trainer. He has five beautiful daughters, one very handsome little boy. He actually lives in Tecumseh, Oklahoma. He's helped out on the ED lines and the platinum lines. I know he's helped our team on several different occasions. He's an outstanding gentleman and proud to have him as a Moore Success Team member. Mr. Hill, are you on the call, sir?
Yes, I am, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, Demian. I'm going to turn the call over to you. You can just tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, whatever you'd like to share with the team tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Randy, for having me on the call. Thank you, team, for giving me a little bit of time on the phone call tonight. As Randy has said, my name is Demian Hill. I'm about 44 years of age, or 44 years young, as I like to say. And I have been associated with Legal Shield for a long time. I was actually associated with Prepay Legal back in the day, and was recruited way back in the day. But then Mr. Moore saw something in me when I became a corporate employee. I kind of grew a kinship with Mr. Moore. He found something in me, and he said, "Hey, man, I want to mentor you. I want to help you grow your team." And so he actually went ahead and put me under his umbrella, and I am so glad that God blessed me with him in my life and with the Moore Success Team. But like Randy was saying, I do have five beautiful daughters and one very handsome son. He might tell you himself that he's so handsome. I am a foster parent that adopted all of my children. I don't have biological children, but I feel like each one of them are a blessing and each one of them mine. So I am very blessed in many ways in my life. I have been working for the corporate office, the Legal Shield corporate office. It'll be 2 years in May. And I have worked in a couple of departments. I initially came on as associate services. consultants, one. And then I got an opportunity to go into the events department and working with Julie Way and helping plan the Level Up Convention last year and was able to do some very outstanding things like the microsite, to help build that microsite last year, and be involved in scheduling the people that were appearing on stage that you might see. So I do have a little insight in how it does run and how things work. I will be at convention this year. I will be working at the information desk, so I expect each and every one of you guys, my fellow teammates, to actually come by and see me. I like to be the only brother with a good tan behind the desk, but I'll be the only man behind the desk anyway. So you guys come by and see me if you would. I do want to say that the corporate staff is just about as excited to see you as you are to see them, even at convention and at the corporate office. We get prepared months in advance. I don't only do the outbound call team. I'm not only the supervisor there, but I do have the privilege and the honor of being actually a trainer, and I actually head up our Friday morning meetings. A lot of you guys might call on Friday mornings, and we're shut down. The phones are shut down from 8:30 to 9:30, and that's when I'm actually getting the information that's important to you guys in the field, to our consultants in our department, so you guys will have it. So, we've been preparing for this for months and months, and now the time is here. It's like Christmas time for all of us. So we are all excited about you guys being able to see the house that Harlan built in Ada, come in and see the consultants and the people at the home office, because we're all just about as excited to see you as you are to see us. And like I say, I will be in Oklahoma City along with the other staff, and we're here to get as much out of it as you are, not only to see you, but to get something out of the speakers that will be attending. Jack Canfield, when I was working in events last year, I had the privilege of actually booking Mr. Canfield for the convention this year. So you guys are in for a treat. He is outstanding. If you don't know his story, I suggest that you guys get into it and do some research on him, because this man is outstanding. And he, determination, one thing we do preach in our business is to be determined and don't give up. And his story has all of that in it. So, guys, you guys are in for a treat when you see Mr. Canfield on stage. I'm not going to talk way, way long, Mr. Moore, but I'm going to kind of touch on why is it important to attend international convention? And many of you guys have been in the business for years and years, and you guys understand the importance of international convention. But there might be some team members on the phone call tonight that, you know, they're brand new. Maybe they don't understand what the importance of being an international convention is. And, as many of us know, we go back to our 10 core commitments. I looked at them and I said, hey, there's quite a few of these that really, you know, apply to international convention. Number 5 of our 10 core commitments, invest in yourself and your team. And that's attend all your trainings, you know, get people plugged in. And what a better time to get your people plugged in than international convention? You're going to see all the who's who. You're going to see the superstars, the people that help mold and shape this business and shape this company and get the message out to others. You're going to see all those people at this convention. There's a saying I love by Darnell Self. Darnell Self said, it's all right to be a copycat as long as you copy the right cat. So it's very, very important that you get plugged in correctly, and this is the event. I like to call this the Super Bowl of all the corporate events that we have. This is where the who's who are, and this is the best place to get plugged in, okay, guys? So if you've never been to a convention, don't let obstacles and hurdles get in your way. Don't let these excuses be what deter you, because this could be the one thing. This could be the one thing that will water that seed that will make your business explode. You know, this could be it. You might get a nugget at this event that would just make you just blow everything out of the water. Okay, guys? But you'll never know until you go. You'll never know until you go. So this is, it's very important to go and invest in yourself and your team. Number seven of the four commitments, attend the international convention. It's right there in the 10 core commitments. Learn from the top leaders. You know, get a bigger vision, bigger belief. And then attend your team breakout session. I heard Mr. Moore on the phone tonight asking, hey, are you going to attend the breakout? That should be a no-brainer. Everybody should be attending the breakout. And if you can't, you know, we understand things come up, but we need to make this a priority. Like we make food a priority in our lives. We need to make this a priority to get this information and be at those breakouts. Now, and then number 10, I also saw double your business in 1 year from now. So here's the deal. You want to set your bar high. And in order to double your business, you want to invest in the right things, be at the right events, get the right knowledge. Where else better than international conventions? Double your business a year from now. Get this information. Pass it on to your team. There's going to be team members that aren't able to attend. Pass this information along to your team, you know, as real time as possible, so you can get this information into their hands as quickly as possible. Because this is what's going to determine whether these people are going to stick or they're going to go the other way. Okay, guys? One thing I like to say about this event, you can build relationships here. This is an international convention. This is a place where you're not only getting people from all 50 states, but you're getting them from the four provinces in Canada, too. Here's the deal. This is networking at its finest, guys. So if you have somebody in a different state that you might not be licensed in, guess what? You might make a relationship. You might build a relationship at these conventions where you will be able to reach out to these other folks in these other states, and they can help you in succeeding in your business. These are relationships that you'll have not only for this weekend and this week, but for a lifetime. And these relationships will grow and they will mature, and you guys will be able to help each other. This is what true family does. They're there for each other. But these relationships are vital when in this business. So this is a great place to do this. I do want to talk about some of the things. Now, if you haven't looked at your agenda, they have updated the agenda. There have been a couple of changes in the agenda as far as training. We want to say, as Mr. Moore did state, you know, the registration is probably going to be a lengthy line. It's going to be a long line. So, guys, please be aware of that. Try to be mindful of that when getting there, and get there as quickly as possible and get registered. We're trying to be as prepared for you guys as possible, where you guys don't have to do a lot of footwork. So we're going to print everything up and have that ready for you. Now, some folks have asked, what if I want to take a CDLP class, or if I want to, get into another class? You can handle those things at registration. That's why it might be a little lengthy, because people are going to be adding things at the last minute. So just be mindful of that. Please don't get I know it's easy to get aggravated sometimes, but we're going to do the best as possible to move people through the line as quickly as possible so everybody can get into their rooms and get to the trainings in a timely fashion. Okay, guys? So we're here to help you, just as we are on the phones. We're here to help you. Sometimes it might get kind of lengthy on the phone calls as well on the phones, but we're trying to handle you as best as possible when it comes to that. As Mr. Moore also stated, be prompt when getting into your trainings. What we find a lot of times, and Donnell has addressed this at one time, is that when folks go to these events, we find a lot of folks out in the hallway hanging out and conversating. Well, that is totally opposite of what we want for you. We want you to get the nugget. We want you to get the information that's going to help your business explode. And it's hard for you to get that if we're just conversating out in the hallway. So if you could, be in there and be attentive and be ready to receive the blessings and receive the knowledge that the speakers have prepared to give. So if you could do that, that would help us out and pass it along to your teams. That would help us out tremendously. It's not that we don't want to see your beautiful smiling faces, but we want you to get the most out of the convention when you go. Okay, guys? Saving seats, I do want to kind of touch on that because there's going to be folks that want to save seats for the teams. Being that we did go to general admission this year, they're going to probably keep it right around 2 to 5 seats that can be saved. Okay, guys? So I just want to make that known so nobody will get their feelings hurt or anything. If you're holding 10 seats and somebody says, hey, you can hold these 2, you can hold these 5, but we're going to have to let the other 5 go. That's just so we can better accommodate everybody. Once again, since it is general admission, please be mindful of that and get there a little bit early so you guys can have your seats. And try not to walk away from your seats as much as possible so you won't have that problem somebody coming in and trying to jack your seat. That's the last thing we want. We don't want anybody to be irritated or upset, but we want everybody to be mindful that there's folks that are trying to get a lot of knowledge out of this and be in that session as much as possible. I don't know, Mr. Moore, I don't know if you guys want to take some questions. I can do a question and answer right now if you like.
Okay, Demian, we do have several of our Millionaire Club members, different executives on tonight, and I'm sure they might have a question or two. So let's start out in the state of Alabama and with Millionaire Club member Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on? Do you have a question for Mr. Demian?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Demi, it was great meeting you at Mr. Ken Moore's funeral when I had a chance to hear you sing and knowing how great you sounded that day on which was a difficult day for a lot of people. Looking forward to hearing you sing the national anthem on Sunday. But I have a quick question to ask because I know a lot of people that work the business on the Moore team are part-time, and you have an interesting dynamic in that you're not only working the business part-time, you're working it with your full-time job being a corporate employee. So for the benefit of those people on the call that might be part-time, what are some tips you might be able to give to them tonight to try to balance your work and your family with your children that you have as well as your Legal Shield business?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a pleasure meeting you too, Jimmy. You are quite inspirational, sir. So what I would suggest, it all goes back to your why. Like I said, I have quite a few children. I have 5 girls and 1 boy. And like I say, the why is what drives you. We all make sacrifices in life. You know, I work a full-time job, like Jimmy did say. But it all has to go back to your why. Why are you doing this business? What changes do you want? What do you want for me? It's my kids. I want better for my kids than I have for myself. And so the only way for me to do that is maybe I have to sacrifice a little extra free time or what they call me time, which parents usually don't get, the me time. But sometimes you have to sacrifice that. What I find, Jimmy, is that you have to put it down in front of you. You put it on paper in front of you. And you make these goals and you make these tasks. And you try to accomplish them the best as possible. You know, that's how I do it. I remember my why, and my why is for my kids, and I'm willing to sacrifice what I can in order to achieve that success for my kids.
Great. Well, thanks so much for sharing, and looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
I look forward to seeing you as well.
All right, Jimmy, appreciate that. Next, let's go all the way out to the state of Arizona and Millionaire Club member Mr. Alex Gardner. I believe I've got him unmuted. Alex, are you on? Let me try. I think I did mute him. Hold on just one second. All right. Do we have Alex on?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Alex.
All right. Well, thank you, Damian, for sharing with us. I can definitely see why you're a trainer at the home office. You definitely have a gift for training, and you also sing a mean rendition of Walking in Memphis. So appreciate that at the Moore event this last year, and looking forward to the national anthem at the team event. And I was just wondering, with your background in the field, experience in the field, maybe how that has helped you on the home office to understand kind of the needs of the field and kind of how even that helps you train other consultants at the home office with that insight as well.
Thank you, Alex. Hey, man, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. I'm glad you like to walk into Memphis. So here's the deal. One thing I do in my Friday morning meetings, and one thing I'm trying to instill in the consultants, because I don't know if a lot of folks might not even understand what the call center environment's like, but a lot of times I'm trying to get the mindset of a consultant to be the mindset of an associate. And so if I can get them to walk a mile in your shoes, we can move mountains that way. Being that I realize how sometimes so frustrating and get in the field with trying to do your business, and you might not have the right tools at that time, and you're trying to call in and get help, but you're on hold forever to try to get help. But I'm also able to see the flip side of it as far as a consultant, as far as the consultant saying, hey, maybe we're shorthanded or so on and so forth. But as far as, in the field, I want the consultant to really understand that our biggest form of advertisement is through the associate, through word of mouth. As if anybody doesn't know, we don't do advertisement such as LegalZoom does and so on and so forth. We go word of mouth. And so it's very important. I'm trying to get our consultants to understand it's very important that our mindset be as the same as the mindset of the associate. To carry the message of Legal Shield to the member or to the recruit as best as possible, and then us to be a support system to you guys to where you can have that information in a timely fashion to where you can get back out and do what you need to do in the community. That's the important part. So we're trying to change the mindset of the consultants to be, associate-minded.
Excellent. I really, really like that. And I also appreciated your thoughts on the conference and just the value of being there. And I just want to give a quick shout-out to Mr. Daniel Nagy, who resides in Boston, Massachusetts. It's actually coming to his first convention. And he actually, they're getting hit with a snowstorm, and they're going to have the airport's going to be closed in Boston tomorrow. And so he's driving in a rental car right now to the state of New York so that he can fly out of a different airport and still make it to the conference. So,
wow.
So I just wanted to give a shout out to Mr. Nagy. He's looking forward to meeting everyone in OKC.
Amazing. Amazing. Looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
All right, Alex, we appreciate that. And Daniel's actually on the phone tonight. He is on the call, so I'm glad to hear that. Let's stay right in the state of Oklahoma, Demian, and someone you're very familiar with, and that's Millionaire Club member Mr. Harold Pinson. Harold, are you?
Hello.
Let me see if we've got him muted out.
Can you hear me all right?
Can hear you fine, Harold. Go right ahead.
Hey, Demian, I really don't have a question, but I just wanted to say I've known you for a long, long time. I really appreciate what all you do. I know how hard you work, and you are truly an asset to the company.
Well, thank you so much, Harold. That means a lot. It really does mean a lot. Mr. Harold Pence and I have known each other for years and years, and this man is amazing. We know why he's a Millionaire Club member, for sure. But he is amazing. His wife is amazing, and you guys are just remarkable people.
Well, thank you so much, sir. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, Harold, appreciate that. Let's stay right here in Oklahoma with someone else you might know, Demian. It's another Millionaire Club member, and that's Mr. David Peterman. Mr. Peterman, are you on? Let me see here.
Brandon, can you hear me now?
I can, David. We had you muted out. I apologize for that. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Demian, it's really good to hear you. We appreciate you very much. And Gene and I were just excited when we saw you were going to be on the call. We were excited about having you on. I appreciate your comments especially from Alex's question about helping to get the consultants understanding the mindset of the people in the field. That's such a I'm sure it's a challenge, but certainly is a tremendous benefit to both them and to us in the field. And so we certainly appreciate that. And again, I'd agree with Harold. You're being there and being, our friend in the home office and being, available and doing what you do. We just appreciate you very much. Look forward to seeing you, in the next couple of days in Oklahoma City.
Well, you definitely will. And thank you, Mr. Peter, Mr. and Mrs. Peterman. I guarantee you guys are fantastic as well. And like I said, I expect each and every one of you guys to come by the information desk to see me.
All right, we appreciate that, David. And it is great to have home employees there that actually are on our team that go above and beyond for us also. Next, let's go out to the state of Arizona and to another Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
Yes, and what a wonderful call tonight. I can see why you are a trainer in the company. It's just fabulous. And I also wanted to, before I ask your question, I also wanted to give a shout-out to Daniel. I've done that drive. I'm from New England. It's called a nor'easter, and it's pretty crazy, and it's a crazy, crazy drive. So that's what you call commitment to getting to the national conference, because I'm glad I'm not the one driving down to New York City. Anyhow, it's so refreshing that you have been out in the field and work inside of the home office. You have no idea how many times we have said, oh, my gosh, I wish they understood what it's like to do what we do every day, because what we do every day is pretty sometimes unimaginable. And for those people who are in group and they're in their cars all day and doing crazy things that you do with group, I mean, it's just it's very hard to describe sometimes what our days look like, because we don't check in with anybody. We check in with ourselves. And then we go on that wild ride. So having said that, one thing that I look out for, and I try to remember, you know, in my Legal Shield career, are things that are called magic moments. And magic moments are those things, those either days or something happens during the course of the day or something happens on the phone that you will always remember in your business. That's why it's called a magic moment. I mean, I can rattle off at least two of them that just come right to my mind. When I think about magic moment, I think about two of them right away, even though there's been many, many, many. And do you have a magic moment or two or something that you can think of that just really you'll probably remember as far as when you look back on your Legal Shield career?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I like what you call it, a magic moment, because yeah, I have a couple, but I guarantee you, literally, I think what I consider my real magic moment is when you have somebody that's brand new in the business, that seems like they have been frustrated, to some extent. They might have just been brought into the business and dropped, which happens a lot of times. And I hate to say that, but they've come in and somebody's gotten them in for whatever purpose. It could be PC points or whatever. And they just dropped them, on the side of the road. And what my magic moment would be with them would be literally when I am able to clear up any type of confusion that they might have, and give them a clear focus on what this business is really about and what the mission of the company is really about. And then you can automatically hear it in their voice, the sigh of relief and a drive of excitement in their voice, because they have a direction at that point.
Oh, that's so cool.
Magic moment. That's a magic moment.
And what's so funny about that, and people – not many people would even know that story, but the person who brought me into the business literally dropped me off on the curb in front of Ken Moore's house to go to my very first training. And it was,
wow,
a drop-off and a drive-off. And Ken and I used to say to me, what was the name of that guy that recruited you in the business? And neither he nor I can remember who in the world that was, but we always laugh about that day that he literally dropped me and my little friend off in front of Ken Moore's house and sped off.
Wow. You know, and the deal is, some person's burden is another person's present.
That's
you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah.
And that's why some people treat these people as burdens. And I don't understand what the purpose in that was, but you know what? You're going to be somebody else's blessing. And just somebody takes the time with you. And that's, like I say, that magic moment is when you can give them some type of clarity.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. We look forward to
seeing you. Thank you for the question.
Linda, I've heard that story for over 30 years, and what that guy's missed out on, all those overrides, hundreds of thousands of memberships.
Right.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yep.
Well, Demian, you've done an outstanding job. Did Jeremy Moore get on? Did we ever get Jeremy?
I'm here.
All right, Jeremy, I'm going to turn the call back over to you to end it up and ask Mr. Demian anything that you'd like, sir.
Okay, well, I don't really have a question. I just want to say thank you so much for taking time away from your family tonight, Mr. Hill, to share with us. Can't wait to see you later in the week up there in OKC. And really, really appreciate you sharing with the team tonight. So thank you very much.
Well, you know it's my pleasure. And anytime you guys want me, I'll definitely be back on the call. I look forward to seeing each and every one of them.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much. Well, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up tonight. Thank you guys for taking time out to be on the call tonight. Look forward to seeing so many of you in OKC. I just wish you all safe travels. Can't wait to see you all at the convention, but most importantly, make sure that you're all there at the breakout session. It's going to be an exciting time. It's a life-changing event. You know, special things will happen at this event, but it'll only happen if you're there to receive it. So with that being said, continue to put God first in your life, put your family second, and Legal Shield third, and everything else will take care of itself. God bless you all, and good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.